Welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We like hanging out with you, and we really, really appreciate it when you go to our website, www.theunionedge.com. There's a e-activist newsletter that you can sign up for, or you can download a free app for your iPhone or your Android. Stay in touch with us. We appreciate it. And if you have any ideas, suggestions, or critiques of the program, please send them to requests@theunionedge.com, requests@theunionedge.com. We appreciate that very much. It's with great pleasure I get to reintroduce my friend, the awesome person that I know from Cleveland, Ohio. It's Deb Klein of Cleveland Jobs with Justice. Deb, welcome back.
Thank you, and thank you for all of that.
Oh, you're most welcome.
Much appreciated.
I can't think of anybody.
Much appreciated.
I can't think of anybody in Cleveland that deserves it more than you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
So what's going on? What are you up to?
Well, the one thing I did want to do, and I couldn't spend my time without giving acknowledgement to the fact that Wednesday, this last Wednesday, September 14th, was actually Equal Pay Day for Native American women. There are Equal Pay Days throughout the entire year for different women. So that means it takes Native American women 9.5 months to earn the same as a white male. So we've got to give that shout out to our Native American sisters. And the next Equal Pay Day coming up is actually November 1st, and that's for Latina and Hispanic women. So it takes them
they have to work an extra year.
Yes.
Right. And that's what that means. That's extra months that they have to work to equal their male counterparts on the pay. And, you know, I have to say this, that this is not just a woman's issue. Many Native American, African American, Asian American, Latina Americans have spouses and children. And when the mother or wife or is not bringing in as much as her male counterparts, that impacts the entire family, not just her, right?
That's correct. And we've talked about, I've talked about this before, women are the ones that cycle in and out of the workplace because we are deemed the caretakers of the family. So if we have a child who becomes ill, a spouse, a significant other, a parent, we oftentimes are the ones that will leave the workplace to actually care for that person. And then when we go back, we end up on average earning about $9,000 less than what we used to earn. And it's usually when we go back, unless you're fortunate enough to have an employer that will hold a spot for you. But if it's an extended period of time, most employers won't wait for a really long time. So we lose financially that way as well.
Right. You know, it's unfortunate in this country that we don't model ourselves over the rest of the civilized world. You go to Germany, moms take upwards of a year off paid. The government comes in and says, you know what? It's to our advantage that moms are there to raise their children in that first formative year. We're going to pay moms to do that. It's not a handout. It's not charity. The German government understands that the nurturing prepares a child for kindergarten, and kindergarten prepares a child for elementary school, early elementary school, and later on all the way up through college, which gives their country an educational advantage over those countries that don't do it. Imagine that.
Isn't that amazing? And I often, people will talk about quote-unquote third world countries. Now, I understand that there are a lot of places that are really, the poverty is and hunger is very bad. But my answer to them is, what makes you think we're not? Because we don't take care of our sick because of health care. You can't so many people die every year because they can't afford the health care that they need. We have childhood poverty. Something that really makes me angry is every time I see a commercial or hear something about feed the children in another country. Feed the children in our own country. And so and we could just keep going on and on. Like you just said, other countries take care of and understand how important motherhood is in the lives of the children. So seriously, what makes you think we're not?
Let me take you.
We have a long way to go.
Right. And let me take you to another step on this. Germany understands early education is very important. They also understand that the nurturing that a mother does in that first year is very conducive to longevity, current health, and future health for those children. So the children are healthier. They learn more. They are more productive. They earn the country more in tax dollars from wages. Germany understands that when they pay the mother to stay home and nurture and raise the children, that it adds to the family unit, the family values, the family morals. It makes the country stronger. I don't understand how some of our family value friends in this country can say it's a wonderful thing for a wealthy woman to stay home with her child, but for a poor woman, it is a shameful, greedy act. How does that happen?
The whole entire time you started saying that, I was shaking my head. Because it's astounding to me that that happens. And it does. You know, any mother, single mother, because there's where we have a lot of poverty for children is in single parent households. They're expected to go out and work, and usually work at lower wage jobs,
right,
with no benefits,
right,
and then pay for daycare,
right,
child care.
Now, here is my question. Here is my question for you, Deb. All of those moms that are out there that are part of a wealthy family that have done well for themselves and their family and their community, why are they not up in arms in support of those moms, perhaps single moms, that have not done so well?
I wish I could answer that question. Because I will tell you, in any opportunity I get, especially when I'm talking to a room full of women, it is up to us as women to reach around and pull the next one up from behind us. And not only pull her up, but push her on. Because younger women, and maybe the women who need the help, they're the ones that we should be supporting. And you're right. Unfortunately, the wealthy women, you would think that they would want to help try to take care of other women who may not be as fortunate, but it just doesn't happen. And it's quite unfortunate. As you pointed out, I live in Cleveland, Ohio. We have one of the most renowned medical institutions in the world, not just in the country, in the world, the Cleveland Clinic. And they keep taking over more neighborhoods and tearing houses down. But the poverty around the finest medical institution in the world is amazing. Right, like just a few blocks from the Cleveland Clinic is the Huff neighborhood. And the Huff neighborhood has one of the highest infant mortality rates in the world. And they're in the shadow of one of the best medical facilities in the world.
And I have to tell and it's horrific that that happens. It's shameful that that happens. But I got to tell you, Deb, that is a conversation for another day. Because quite frankly, we need to go after those nonprofit super hospitals and medical systems to get them to do the right thing. And I will always be an advocate for that, and I will always help you do that. But unfortunately, today we are out of time. So I have to ask, How do we find out more about Deb Klein and the Cleveland Jobs with Justice?
You can find us on the web at clevelandjwj.org, on Facebook at facebook.com/clevelandjwj, and you can follow us on Twitter at CLEJWJ.
There you go. And I understand you have a fundraising event coming up here later on in the fall. Is that true?
Yes, we actually, we are, that's our fall campaign. And if anybody is interested in donating to Cleveland Jobs with Justice, they can go to our website and donate. So there's always a donate button on the website. But we will be doing one of our donor drives in the fall coming up.
And if we can help you, let us know. In the meantime, Deb, it's always a pleasure. We appreciate it, and we will talk to you soon. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Laborist Talk Radio.